This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today underscored that India has the capability to become a trusted partner in a diversified semiconductor supply chain. Mr. Modi said this while chairing the Semiconductor Executives Roundtable at his residence in New Delhi, a day ahead of SemiCon India. The Prime Minister assured the leaders that the Indian government will follow a predictable and stable policy regime. He said that the government will continue to support the industry at every step with the focus of Make in India and Make for the World. The Prime Minister will inaugurate SemiCon India 2024 in Greater Noida tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on finding local solutions for the global problems. The Prime Minister today chaired the first governing board meeting of the newly formed Anusandhan National Research Foundation in New Delhi. During the meeting, the Prime Minister asked to identify those obstacles which are hindering the path of the research ecosystem and take steps to remove these problems. External Affairs Minister held discussion with his German counterpart Annalena Baerbock in Berlin today. In his press statement following the talks, Dr. Jaishankar said their conversation touched on many subjects, including the situation in West Asia, especially the Gaza conflict and its ramifications. In Jammu and Kashmir, postal ballot voting for voters of District Kishtwar engaged in the election process was conducted today in strict adherence to the protocols and guidelines of the Election Commission of India. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the postal ballot voting for civil and police employees of the district engaged in the election will continue tomorrow. By adhering to the guidelines of the Election Commission of India, the district election authorities remain committed to ensuring fairness and efficiency in the elections, making sure that every voter's experience is smooth and equitable. As part of its ongoing commitment to the Digital India Vision, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has launched the third phase of its capacity building initiatives. These initiatives focus on critical areas such as digital public infrastructure, contract and procurement management, the application of artificial intelligence and machine learning, managing large digital transformation projects, digital governance and data management. To enhance the capabilities of officials at both central and state levels, a series of specialized training programs are being conducted across the country. Department of Telecommunications has simplified approval processes for telecom licenses and wireless equipment. DoT has introduced significant changes to the processes for issuing experimental licenses, demonstration licenses and equipment type approvals. Ministry of Communications in a statement said that these changes are part of its ongoing efforts to enhance ease of doing business in the telecom sector. These reforms are aimed at reducing delays and simplifying regulatory requirements, fostering innovation and streamlining operations for businesses and telecom operators. The government of West Bengal has decided to set up 5 new POXO fast-track special courts in West Bengal. There are already 62 POXO courts in the state in addition to the 6 e-POXO courts. Today, Minister of State Independent Charge Chandrima Bhattacharya announced the decision at a press conference. Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act 2012, POXO ensures speedy justice in sexual offences against children. India and UAE today agreed upon 2 business-related outcomes on the occasion of the visit of Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in Mumbai. The outcomes include launch of work on the India-UAE Virtual Trade Corridor, VTC, and Maitri Interface to facilitate VTC. This is under the framework agreement between India and the UAE on the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Vidarbha today and tomorrow. The rainfall is also predicted in this region during the next 7 days. The weather agency said that heavy rainfall is also likely in Chhattisgarh from 14 to 16 September. And that is the end of this news bulletin.